November 8, November Oscar Romeo. Thank you, Briggs. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, that control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net means every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on or near a frequency of 39.32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 534, 6.5, and 7232 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom, Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from your trip. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. My name is Max. I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. From the PRENAC group, I have the following stations listed. WBA, EQD, AAJDD, NAODU, WBAAXD, CDA-SWR, CD9-IAR, and NANOR. So those stations need not check in, but other stations for the net, please call them.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Well, so things to keep an eye on things and look at the contingency plan. Tuesday, we have the exercise plan that's continuing. That's Tuesday evening on Zoom, and we'll be working on continuing the usual development and questions for the final report. Thursday afternoon is the State Emergency Management Coordinators meeting that's on Teams, and then Friday morning, we've got a meeting. We're doing some tentative planning for an Ironman event that's up in Benzie County in the fall of September. I believe it will be, date is not confirmed yet, but we're looking at potentially running an Oxfam exercise alongside that. So more information to come with respect to that. Let's go down to the roster here, and we'll start with WDATQZ to be followed by KAJBB. Mike, how are things up to Roger City?
County had a RACES meeting on
running a ham club. Yesterday I went to Hudsonville. It's a very small ham club, but it was nice to see the section manager there. So it looks like he was engaged in a lot of conversation. Despite the ham club being small, it's nice to have Ralph come over to West Michigan. So we won't hold it. We'll keep it going. Sounds like there's a few District 5 stations on tonight, so that's good. Back to you, Max. Nice to hear you on there tonight. KEADON from WD8AXB.
Over. WD8AXB, KEADON. Well, yeah, thank you for checking in as well. So, yeah, rain everywhere, I guess. Just seems to be all over the place. We have rain this morning. Nicer this afternoon, and it's warmed up, I guess, even a little bit. Let's see here. That St. Joseph Impulse, I had heard about it. That one's a little bit out of my reach as far as getting down there and back. But one of these days, maybe I'll make it down that way. Let's see here. Next, we go to KEASWR, K9IAR. To Jeff, it was good to see you yesterday. Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, you're up for comment? Okay, now here, Jeff, KB8SWR. Now, they were doing some dish work up here in Shepherd yesterday, and you saw extending the network, the microwave network, so they'll have further capabilities split up in this region of the state. Next, we go to KB9IAR, followed by MANOR. KB9IAR, how are you doing there?
Good evening, gentlemen. Beautiful day in Dallas Creek. Got up to 76 or 77. So really enjoying that. Just parked on the air yesterday. Gosh, had one aeronautical mobile. Also with the USS Alabama in Mobile there. Getting to where we don't need the heater in the tent anymore. Maybe next week. Next week I'll be doing the real day. Well, I have back to that to train. KEADON, KEB9IAR.
All right, KEB9IAR, KEADON, Michigan Section ARP, I've seen that. Well, your signal came up, I couldn't check in, so I was able to copy you this time. And because I hadn't heard you when you were checking in, so Dan's supposed to be shifting around a little, that's good. Always great to hear you on the net, and it's always neat to hear your code activity. You're inspiring me. One of these days, I'm going to have to get out to a park and take some gear with me. So maybe we'll deactivate something fun day. Let's go next to MANOR, and then I'm going to take a standby. MANOR, how are you doing down in Kalamazoo?
Good evening, KEADON and everybody else on the net. This is MANOR. Your 5th in Portage. Name here is Ken. Things are going well tonight. I'm just glad I was able to get on and I can hear you. Your signal's risen a little bit more above the noise, so I can hear you tonight really well. So I'm happy to report that. Other than that, not much else to report on the amateur radio front, because I did do the same thing as WD8AXB. I attended the last meeting, or Bracey's meeting. And I'm hoping within a few months we're going to have some info, a path forward for a new Kalamazoo County EMC, so we can do some things with emergency management. Other than that, I will hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
All right, N8NOR, KEADON. Yeah, your signal has come up as well, and so you're sounding better here. There is a bit of a noise for today, and I don't know if the numbers said this should be the band BN, but the noise floor is a little bit tougher for us, but as I said, things are shifting around here. So let me take a quick standby. If there's anybody else who'd like to check in to the Michigan Section AFP CNET, please call now.
I don't know if I've been heard clearly, so I'm checking in again. This is KEARRR.
Okay, hearing none. Let's move on. We got WEAUSA to be followed by KW5AS. Mr. Joe, nice job on the Region 5 Ox comment.
Okay, thank you, Max. I appreciate that. Radio check, how do you copy me? Over.
I have you light to good readable.
Okay, thank you. I have you very light, I'd say you're weak, but readable. Well, thank you, Max. Well, relays did it, and the band was really short, and because it was short, I had to rely on relays to capture stations, but we did quite well on the Region 5 Outcom. That's on 60 meters. We had 22 check-ins with all states. Represented on 40 meters, we had 23 stations with all states represented. And at Eastern, we had 15 stations check in with all states represented. And on DMR, we had 19 stations checking in with all states represented. So we had a wrap on all the states in FEMA Region 5. And that was a pretty doggone good test, but like I said, on 60 and 40 relays are what did it. So, good net today. Yeah, let's see here. What's happening in the county? Not much. Pretty quiet. We're keeping the weather eye out. I guess chances are we might get some hefty weather on Tuesday, so we'll keep the weather eye out for that. I hear all stations are weak but readable. Skip up there in Menominee is coming in pretty good, but all the rest of the stations are no better than readable this time. So, thanks for running it, Max. It's been a while since I heard you. And let's see, I guess that's about it, only except to maybe to mention public service, like station activity reports and PSHR reports are quite important. If you haven't considered filling one out, you might consider doing so. We put a dollar figure on that, and that protects our frequencies. So that's all I got, Max, from Kent County. Wish everybody a good afternoon. Over.
KGBD, WBA, USA, 78, BON, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. So if I did the math right, I think you had about 80 check-ins on the FEMA Region 5 box on that. Thanks for a busy hour getting through all of that. That's, you did quite well there. Just as a real plug for that, if folks are not checking into that net yet, there's a couple things you can do. First off, is we've got 60-meter, 40-meter capabilities, D-Star, and DMR. Those are the four bands of modes that we operate on. You're welcome to participate. You don't need all of them. Any of those that you can use, you're welcome to join in. So we start the net at 4 o'clock on 60 meters, channel 4. We move to about 7280 kilohertz, at about 4:15, at the bottom of the hour, we go to D-Star reflector 024 Charlie, to Series 024 Alpha, good for memory, folks. And the last step we take is at quarter to move to DMR, and that's about 21673 on Grandmaster. So if you've got any of those capabilities that you can't make it at the top of the net, just plan to try and get in around those time slots. Sign up at R58N, that's Romeo 5 Alpha November. Send me an email. I'll get to the my contact information. But anyway, look for the R58N group on groups.io, and if you subscribe to that, you can join in and get the announcements for. All right, let's go down the roster. We go to KW5AS, followed by AV8MP. Mr. Schiff, how are things up in Menominee? This is TW5M. I'm in Menominee, which is a little bit north, about 40 miles northeast of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And we had our local club meeting on Thursday, and so there we're talking about setting up for the SAT, and they're looking at using Sarah, Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, as possibly a means of communication, and they were looking into it. I'd never heard of it, had to look it up. I've been trying to see if I can reach anyone on VHF packets. There is a station listed, KE9VQI is listed as having a zone 30 miles from me, but I haven't been able to find it or reach it. I'd like to see if I can get a hold of that. And also, I do have collecting done. A Pascal Ford Dragon from my old Mars thing that I hooked up, used for a little while, about maybe a decade ago, and just there was no real use for it up here. So I kind of collect a lot. So those are some things I probably should look into. But yeah, the people up here, they're kind of working on trying to work with the SAT. But the thing is they're doing their best, but this is rural, and a lot of us just don't have a lot of experience in that. So like I said, they're looking to try a barrel. I'd like to see if I can get a contact on VHF Packet. And if not, maybe John actually ducks off that Packet and we'll get back up. But we'll expect to see what it goes. It just takes time and have to look into it. So that will head back to you for the 75 yards.
RMS then acts like a micro CMS, to store messages and make them available for retrieval. So that's the latest from me. KB8 West.
KJBD, he has finished.
Okay, Roger that, thank you. And then would you put out a call to KB8RR out? Thank you.
Okay, GBD will do. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo Foxtrot. You're up for comments, sir.
Yeah, I hope you can read me. This is KE8RR now. Nice weather today. The only real comments I have is that in addition to the ham fest down in St. Joe County next weekend, there's also, I believe, WeatherNet spotter training at the Kalamazoo Red Cross Center. That's all I have for today. This is KEARR over. Back to Ned.
KEADON, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot has concluded his comments. So back to you, this is KAJBD.
All right, Roger that. Thank you for the assist. This is KEADON for the Michigan Section ARPS. We are at the bottom of the roster. Is there anyone else who would like to check in before we close? Any relay? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. We have 13 check-ins today with a runtime of 28 minutes. I will thank you all for checking in. I hope you have a good week ahead. Stay dry, stay out of the water, and stay safe. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, will be closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Planet and Turn Industry for Free Normal Amateur Use. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, out. Thank you.